Thank you for calling customer support. This is Demetrius speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, sir. I've got some charges on my bank account that I did not put on here, and this is the number that it says for Shop and Save.
Okay. Can you provide me with the zip code, please?
79007.
Say that one more time, back. Please.
Huh?
Say that one more time, please.
79007.
Thank you. Zip code.
Paula M. Bell, B-E-L-L. She was also charged last month for $7.95. This month it was $68.7. And I don't even know where this place is or what it is. Or where it is. Hey, leave the room.
Verify the shipping address.
200 North Bryan Street, apartment number 2, Borger, B-O-R-G-E-R, Texas, 79007.
Thank you. I do see here you had an account where you had a Wi-Fi booster.
Yeah, but that was only supposed to be charged $7.95 for the shipping. They didn't say anything about charging me for that. It was supposed to be free because I did some, it was some kind of a reward. I haven't got it yet, but if I do, I'll send it back. But that was supposed to be true.
Was sent out already.
Well, it was supposed to be the only shipping only. It wasn't supposed to be charged.
It was delivered March 12th. And the $7.95 for shipping and handling. But when you're paying the shipping and handling, you are signing up for the factory direct savings store. Which there is a $67 charge.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that. And it didn't say that on the internet. It just said you only have to pay shipping because I did this survey or whatever, and it came up. This is what you have. You choose one. Okay, so when it comes in, I'll be shipping that puppy back.
You broke up there, man. I didn't quite hear you.
Do what?
You broke up there. I didn't quite hear you.
I said, when it comes in, I just checked the mail and it's not in today. But when it comes in, I need to send it back because they did not tell me they were going to charge me $67.32. They said shipping and handling only.
No, ma'am. We do put the information there also letting you know because you do have to check and agree to it before you process the order.
But I did not agree to $67.
Sorry?
I agreed to the $7.95. That's all I agreed to.
Right. What makes it the $7.95, ma'am, is the factory direct savings store. That's why you get charged at $67.32. I can do a 35% refund on the charge for you.
And how much is that?
That would be the amount of $24.48.
Well, and if I ship it back, they're not going to give me back the total or what?
We don't accept any return products back once it's been already shipped out.
Well, you know, that's not right. That's not right.
Well, we do put the information there on the site letting you know. That's why we make you check and agree to it before you process the order so you know what you're signing up for. I mean, I could do a 50% refund for you. The best I can do is a 50% refund of that charge.
Okay. So I'll take that better than...
It goes back to the account within 3 to 5 business days.
And you also cancel me in that shopping date.
Yes, ma'am. It's going to be canceled.
And tell them I think it's fraud for them doing that to me. That's not cool.
I issue the refund for you. The account is canceled. You do get a confirmation email to your email address letting you know the account's been canceled and refunded. And is there anything else I can do for you?
No, just make sure it's canceled and that I'll be happy. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You have a great day. God bless. Bye-bye.